When Arthur Dong was growing up in San Francisco in the 1950s and 60s, he used to walk by a nightclub just outside of Chinatown.
And I remember distinctly looking at the marquee and looking at the glass display case, all these wonderful black and white photos of Chinese people, but dressed in zoot suits and 1940s kind of gowns and tuxedos, and I had never seen Chinese dressed like that.
The club, which opened in 1938, was called Forbidden City after the Imperial Palace in China. But when Dong decided to make a documentary about the Chinese-American nightclub scene, few people wanted to talk about it.
They were ashamed of the clubs. You know, the whole notion of women wearing scanty clothing, showing their legs in public, was taboo for the conservative Chinese community at that time. So I think the Chinese community really wanted to forget about these clubs because they weren't proud of it.
Conservative Chinese parents did not want their children to become entertainers.
Because it's not a high-class job. It's low-grade dancing, showing your legs and everything. It really got exciting.
Mai Tai Singh was part of a younger generation that took to the stage anyway. She started out as a chorus girl in the early 1940s.
Well, this young lady knows exactly where she is going. She is one of the dancing stars of Charlie Lowe's fabulous Forbidden City in San Francisco. Her name is Mai Tai Singh, and she's America's most beautiful Chinese entertainer.
Singh, now 91 and living in Hawaii, recalls Forbidden City had it all. Dancers, comedians, and singers like Larry Ching, who was billed as the Chinese Frank Sinatra.
Somewhere there's music, how play to tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon.
The club was even profiled in major media outlets, including Life magazine. But that didn't shield the performers from racial taunts from a mostly white audience, says writer and broadcaster Ben Fong Torres.
So even though you are the stars of the show, they still feel superior to you and make remarks, racist remarks, to your face or shout it out from the audience. And I think that was pretty difficult for most of these entertainers to take. But as Larry Ching said, I had to, otherwise I wouldn't be in the business.
In its heyday, celebrities like Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and Duke Ellington came to see the shows.
This was quite a bold experiment, and it shattered conceptions that people might have had about other people of color. And it was one of the major platforms for a change of mind, a change of attitude, a change of perception on the part of those who came in.
Audiences included servicemen, locals, and busloads of tourists. Singer Jimmy Borges, who was born in Hawaii to a Portuguese, Chinese, and Hawaiian family, recalls one evening.
And I was singing, Fever. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. You give me fever. And this lady just looking at me, and there's this look in her eye of complete mystification. And she says to her husband, she nudges him with her elbow. She says, oh, Charlie, he sings just like a white man. And that was so funny because she didn't mean it in a bad way. She meant it like she had never seen anybody like me sing a song that was made famous by a white person.
In 1962, Forbidden City's founder sold the club to dancer Kobe Yee and her family. Yi is 88 now. She says it was good to see some of the performers who honed their skills at the club become famous on TV and in the movies.
I remember Pat Morita, who I shared a dressing room with, and he later did Karate Kid. There was Sammy Tong, who was in Bachelor of the Father with John Forsythe. And then there was Jack Su, who became famous in Barney Miller's. He also did Flower Brum Song.
Filmmaker Arthur Dong says those pioneering performers continue to inspire young Asian Americans today.
And I think that's a reflection of how much of a struggle it still is to try to break into mainstream media, into mainstream entertainment, to be recognized for your talent and not be hindered by the fact that you're a particular color.
Dong has now captured that forgotten era in a new book, Forbidden City, USA, Chinese American Nightclubs, 1936 to 1970.
These people were rebels. They knew what they wanted. They had dreams. They had goals. and they weren't going to let larger societal bigotry get in their way. And they had fun doing it. These folks had a lot of fun struggling to achieve their dreams. I mean, it was a lot of heartbreak, a lot of hard work, but what they wanted to do was sing and dance, and they did it, by golly, and they said nothing was going to stop them. And for me, it's an inspiration.
For VOA News, I'm Heidi Chang in Honolulu.
The darkest night would shine if you would come too soon. Until you will, how still my heart will bend so far apart. Baby, how high the